Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Sergio Van Lyk. Sergio Van Lyk is the Managing Director at CapExpand Partners, a leading financial advisory firm based in metropolitan Brussels that specializes in international mergers and acquisitions. CapExpand Partners advises private and institutional investors and mid-sized companies in their pursuit of tailored capital investment solutions. Well, good afternoon, Sergio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Good day to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Amazing. I appreciate this. And I know that we're kind of traversing the globe. You're over in Belgium right now. And obviously, I'm here in the United States, actually in the Kansas City area. So it's great to meet somebody new, but also to have somebody on a podcast that's halfway around the world. So thank you again. And Sergio, jumping right in here to the questions, you've got quite the career in consulting as an advisor, board member, and now the managing director at CapExpand Partners. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Thank you for that question. I think, first and foremost, Brian, let me state that the initial stages of my career from consulting through to this day as managing director hasn't been without its setbacks. And I'm sure most of the career men and women listening now can attest to this. But things can only get better if you don't stop. And so this is what I did, or what you term my secret. I don't believe in setting objectives or goals. So to me, this implies a certain amount of linearity. And when I look back at my career, the way it evolved, it was far from straight. So instead, I focus on systems and processes. So I do this by laying out a series of actions that need to be performed in secret and replacing motivation with a routine that becomes second nature. So from shifting from objectives to systems, I become detached from the outcome, which are often determined by circumstances which I cannot control. So if you're an entrepreneur or a corporate leader, I think a system mindset is really what helps to avoid disappointment. So even on a bad day when things don't go my way, I can still find peace since I've done the best I could. That said, coming back to your point with regards to inspiration, to me, this is really helping other business owners and executives by providing strategic or financial advice and support and, you know, working with people who enjoy I enjoy working with and appreciate the value that I bring to the table, not the amount of time that I'm sitting in their office. So, you know, at the end of the day, this enables me to balance work with other important things in my life, which includes spending time with my family, kids, and closest friends.
Thank you for sharing that, Sergio. I appreciate that. And you've got a very positive outlook on how you look at things, kind of the glass half full. So thank you again for sharing that.
And absolutely.
Jumping into this pandemic, hopefully we're going to go back to normalcy at some point, but who knows? But obviously, we don't want to talk about your plans for business growth going forward. Will it be any different than what it was during the lockdown?
Well, CapExpand Partners in its current form was really established during the pandemic. And we offer M&A and financing solutions to business leaders with growth ambitions. So our team, in that sense, operates remotely and is based on collaborations with international investors, executives, and independent associates and partners. So we believe that this particular model will provide us with the necessary resilience to continue growing forward. Regarding our customers, I think the tech space is one of the key markets that we cover, and one that involves growing business very often by definition internationally. So what we saw in the first half of 2021 was a continued optimism in global technology, media, telecom, and it's called TMT, M&A, with, you know, record supply, capital supply and investments, IPOs, SPACs, joint ventures. So apologies for the lingo, but, traditional industry boundaries, I think, are really converging, and technology is becoming more of a central theme across any industry, creating opportunities for mergers and acquisitions. And maybe to kind of wrap up on this topic, we see three trends in particular that are really defining the technology M&A landscape. And one of them is media streaming. So, you know, the likes of Netflix and Disney, they were obviously the initial winners of the COVID economy. And 2021, I mean, you know, their subscription acquisition rates have slowed down. And we're seeing consolidation occurring at the moment. For example, Warner Discovery merger and Amazon's acquisition of MGM. Then the second trend that we're seeing is, you know, an increased focus on SaaS and deep tech. So although SaaS continues to be and lead the way in the tech sector, we are seeing deep tech as gaining ground fast as companies focus on capability building and value creation. And then that again involves, you know, additional investments coming from private equity and venture capital funds. And then last but not least, sovereignty, which is a shift that is impacting the cross-border deals in 2021. And we're seeing an increased shift from globalization towards sovereignty and protectionism. And, you know, China is banning cryptocurrency. Digital advertising in Australia is being passed, specific legislation. Social media companies in India have imposed strict privacy laws. So all of this put together, you know, the way we try to help our clients is to navigate these changes in the global landscape. And that's how we add value to really grow our business going forward.
Thank you for sharing that. And Sergio, you're absolutely right. There's been a lot of changes recently over the years, but especially during the pandemic. And the latest news about China banning cryptocurrency, is significant. Obviously, you know, our platform here, by the way, is built on blockchain technology, which is obviously the technology behind cryptocurrency. But we see that as something significant. So thank you for sharing that. And Sergio, sure. Are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your tech stack? And if not, maybe there's a cool tool or app you found useful.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've really focused on streamlining our business model and really trying to utilize resources as efficiently as possible. So we try to operate as lean and mean by selectively implementing new technologies and apps in our processes. And again, remote work, coming back to my earlier point, is a key area which we focus on, as well as low-cost, high-impact sales and marketing techniques, I'd like to call it like that. So, you know, we use applications that really help us automate process throughout the entire sales funnel, from, you know, top of funnel, trickling down, all the way down to the CRM system to be able to record what's going on. And we've adopted a tailored content management strategy to really facilitate this. So, you know, our sales and marketing initiatives for business development and account-based sales and purposes really relies on data-driven decisions. And yeah, I love this question because the growth and number of automation tools out there is simply incredible. And I am someone who has a finance background, but you know, these types of developments really help to save time. Software like Phantom Buster can be used for selling purposes. Tools like Lemlist are great for email campaigns. I mean, if you believe email marketing is dead, then think again. When done in a targeted manner, I think these are really powerful tools to help you save time and money. And I'm just scratching the surface here, Brian. So our team has developed AI software that matches companies with a global investor database. I mean, you know, we really try to avoid competitive sales processes by identifying, let's call it, proprietary off-market M&A opportunities. Oftentimes, you know, this is even before a company is actively looking for support. And all of this combined enables us to offer professional corporate finance services at competitive rates as a result of, you know, these processes. So I hope that answered the question.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Sergio. I appreciate that. And so, Sergio, jumping into this last question here, hopefully you can share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either consulting or leadership.
Well, let me start with consulting, which I think in itself is a very broad concept. I'll be honest, Brian, when I completed my bachelor at university in Manchester, UK, I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do. I gained experience through various traineeships, worked in different areas of financial consultancy. And it wasn't until I started doing a traineeship in M&A and financing at an iBank that I realized that this is really what I wanted to do. So sometimes you have to acquire and really gain and that experience to be able to know what you're good at and what you like and what you don't like. So this is, in my opinion, key. And it also applies to a lot of independent or founder sponsors that we work with. You know, they want to acquire businesses without a dedicated pool of funds. Let's call them the pioneers in private equity, but it also applies to any founder or entrepreneur. I think there's three questions that you need to ask yourself. One, are you good at it? Two, do you enjoy it? And three, is there demand for your solutions? And if you can find that sweet spot, I think you're on the right track. And you know, as a founder, that means, you know, being able to go out there and start selling. So, you know, in terms of leadership, which is the second part of your question, I think whether this is in a corporate setting or as an entrepreneur with a small team, I think success really comes down to vision and our leadership and success really comes down to vision and purpose. And as soft as it may sound, inspiration and motivation for the team to keep going, you know, giving them direction or defined destination, I think is key to leadership. And that's ultimately what helps business leaders successfully execute their strategy.
Sergio, thank you for sharing that. There are some great insights, some nuggets there for our audience, and I appreciate the share and the time that you spent here on the show today. So it was a pleasure having you on, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now.